Thank you. I'm Gary Leroy. I'm part of the stewardship team, which is a new team in the church. Last week, Charles asked a really good question that I'd also like to try to answer. The question Charles asked is, why do I give to the church? Which, for us, for Sue and I, has very little to do with the financial needs of the church, especially for our regular giving. We give to, based on need, to a lot of different organizations, I'm sure we all do, to cure cancer, to feed the hungry, lots of good organizations in the world that that we give to because they need it and out of a spirit of generosity. And that's a good thing. That makes the world go around. Nothing wrong with that. But for the church, our giving to the church has very little to do with the needs of the church. It has everything to do with our need to give. We had a pastor a number of years ago. His name is Steve Schick. Pastor Steve had good words to explain that. I wish I had his words. But to understand why we give to the church, we give because we must. We give because we're called to be stewards. It's much less, it requires a spirit of generosity, but it's not generosity. It's being a steward of what's been given to us already. So we give because we're called to give. We give because we must. And that's a good thing. And the sense of fulfillment and joy that we get from being good stewards is just unspeakable. And I wanted to share that with you. Go to the next slide. We also give, God tells us to give in response to special needs, to feed the poor and to do other things over and above our regular offerings. We don't talk about the finances of the church very much in here, but I wanted to talk about it a little bit. We have on an ongoing basis, we're a little bit behind on a year-to-date basis. What is that? About $800 per week. That we are short of paying our bills for operating purposes. That's not horrible. First quarter of the year tends to be down. We'll catch up. It's kind of manageable. If you hit the next slide, please. When you add to that our mortgage, which is not operating, that's just the mortgage to pay off the debt on Armstrong Hall, that weighs us down. That makes it real serious and fairly unmanageable. And what you may not know, because we don't talk about it enough in here, is that we're not able to pay our bills on a week-to-week basis. We're falling behind. We haven't paid any apportionments. We didn't pay mortgage payments for a while. We paid interest only for a while. So we're in a little bit of trouble financially. And what we want to address is the mortgage. And we're going to have an opportunity to do that. The stewardship team believes really strongly that this congregation does have the financial resources to support the church. If we didn't, that would be a financial problem. We think we do. That makes it a stewardship problem. We need to be better stewards of what's been given to us already. So if you go to the next slide, please. Christian? So we have an exciting opportunity coming up. We're still planning it, so we don't have a lot of details, but it's going to be called Double Blessing Sunday. It'll happen in early June. It'll be an opportunity to get the mortgage down or off our backs. And we're pretty excited about it. It's a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime way to approach this. And you'll be hearing more about it over the next few weeks. Thank you.